great
one. Me too. A big thank you again to Miles Cyril for joining us. And, of course, we always want to thank our friends at Family Natural Foods. Be sure to follow them on social media. Check out their Facebook page. Stop by the store. If you have questions, they want to hear them. Go ahead and join our friends at Family Natural Foods anytime. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Come back with more Morning Magazine on AM 1320. This is WFHR.
Looking back, 2020 was a very challenging year, and WFHR is asking how you or someone you know has overcome difficulties, accomplished the impossible, and helped others along the way. Why not tell us? WFHR would like to know who your hero is of 2020. It could be a family member, a nurse, a police officer, or your neighbor that's gone above and beyond to perform acts of kindness by helping others in our community. Listen to WFHR AM 1320 weekly from 9 to 10 and 11 to 12 and help us say thank you. You can nominate your WFHR local hero of 2020 by emailing james@WFHR.com or mail your nominee to 645 25th Avenue North, Wisconsin Rapids. The WFHR local hero of 2020 winner and runner-up will receive a thank you prize package from our local business sponsors, Fatheads Rapids RV, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids, Felt's Dairy Store, Porter Drive, Stevens Point, and Wisco Wellness, Wisconsin Rapids.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman!
You just need FeedThePig.org. Don't get left behind. Get tips and tools at FeedThePig.org. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from the Weather Eye Weather Center.
For today, a wind chill advisory in effect early on. We'll see gradually decreasing cloud cover with high temperatures approaching 10 degrees. Then for tonight, partly cloudy skies, actual lows in the teens below zero, but wind chills as low as 25 below. Into your Thursday, partial sunshine to start, chance for some late day snow showers with highs into the single digits. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
Thanks a lot, Michael. Looking at the temperatures in your neighborhood, not a lot of changes there. One below in Stevens Point, two below in Marshfield and Wausau, 1 degree here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine, presented by Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Plumbing. It's time for part two.
Welcome back, everyone. It's time for Morning Magazine on this February 10th, 2021. You have your host, James J. Maloff, here, and we are joined by a big group of people today. I've got a circus in here, and I could not be more excited about it because we're talking to some of our favorite people today. Joining us in studio, we have, of course, Encourages Kim Shields. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, James. Thanks for having us.
Always good to see you, hon. Good to see you. And you brought in some friends with you, our friends over at Three Bridges Recovery, doing some of the more important work in our community, and we don't get a chance to talk to you guys enough. So I was so excited to see you on the schedule here this week. We have Megan Bringenal. Am I saying that right? Bringenal? Am I close? Am I even close? Not even close? You got to correct me. You can say my last name all wrong all you want.
Megan Bringenal.
Bringenal. Thank you, Megan. Thank you, Bringenal. And that's a beautiful last name. I want to get that right. That's a good last name. Megan is the executive director over there. And Jesse Lure?
You got it.
All right. I had to get one of the two. I got Shields down a while ago. So Jesse is the community program director over there. Should be joining us our friends from the Wood County Sheriff's Department. We'll see if Sheriff Becker gets a chance to join us and Lieutenant Pearson. They should be joining us on the phone any time now. But this gives us a little bit of a chance to stretch our legs a little and talk to you guys, start things off. And I kind of want to just move out of the way and get out of your way, Kim, and let you kind of orchestrate this where you want to go first with things.
Well, thank you, James. You know, at Encourage, we're more than just grants and scholarships. We really try to help the nonprofits in our community and our residents in our community in various ways. And one of those ways is, you know, helping to connect resources. It might not be financial, it might be contacts. It might be programs that people didn't know existed. And so we are always very, very happy to be able to have other nonprofits on with us and to be able to highlight the incredible work that they're doing in our community.
Yeah, I appreciate that so much. Certainly the work that you guys just do in general over at Encourage. But then you take the time like this to kind of give us a chance to talk to groups and organizations that we don't get a chance to nearly enough. And not only do I appreciate that, Kim, but I think it's incredibly important for this area to know about these things. Certainly, you know, whether we're talking to the Humane Society or the Family Center or any of these places, maybe you don't own an animal. Maybe you don't know somebody that's gone through domestic violence or something. Maybe you don't know somebody who has struggled with addiction or something like that. You may think, I should say, that you don't know somebody like that, but everybody does.
Yes.
Everybody has a connection, if not a 6 degrees of separation.
Mm-hmm.
You've been affected by this in some way or another. And it also takes all of us to make these things better in our society.
Definitely.
The way that we've gotten into the position we have is way too many people, for one. Certain subjects, we have to talk with a hushed voice. We're not doing that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We're done. Those days are done. There's no subject that we're not going to talk about loudly. But also that we need everybody behind these things.
Yes.
If I can start the show with one thing that that has always stayed with me since I was a kid, support and encouragement costs nothing, but they can mean everything.
Yes, definitely.
And I hope everybody can take that, not only in this conversation, but with anything we're talking about in this area.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and that's so important that you said that, James, because the work that they're doing at Three Bridges Recovery is so vital. They are making those connections with those individuals that need that support and encouragement. They are boots on the ground. They're a relatively new organization, and so a lot of people may not know about them and how they're really connected to the entire system, the public health system in our community. So it is our pleasure to be able to invite both Meg and Jesse and the sheriff and lieutenant on today to help talk about their program and educate and provide resources to our community.
And to just right up front put this out there, because I've talked with Sheriff Becker on air or off air about this quite a bit. My family, I come from a family that would have my dad at a younger age would have used Three Bridges Recovery. My whole life he struggled with heroin and fought it. In the last 20 years now, he's been on the right end. Guy doesn't even really drink a beer anymore.
Good for him.
That's his thing. It's something that's happened with him that just it took him hitting a certain level, but it wouldn't have happened any other way for certain people, because everybody is different. Every addiction hits people differently. We all have a different immune system, so things are going to act differently. We all have different chemicals in our brains and all these different things. The different recovery centers that we have in different communities, especially the more rural you get, the more important they become. So I wanted to start off with you guys, and Meg and Jesse, whichever one of you guys. And I'll start with you, Jesse. We'll go ahead and let Megan ease into this. I messed up her last name, you know, to start things off. It's my fault, Megan. It's my fault. Jesse, first off, let's talk about what the goal is, your kind of message when it comes to Three Bridges Recovery.
Sure. So I think what Kim had mentioned about how Encourage connects people to resources, we do the same thing but with the recovery community. So, you know, we do recovery coaching and peer support. What we're trying to do is help people establish their recovery, whether that's they've experienced an overdose or they're going through withdrawal symptoms or they're in the jail or just anyone out in the community that's looking for recovery from addiction. Three Bridges Recovery, we are all people with direct or indirect experience with addiction. So we employ recovery coaches and peer support specialists to help people find and maintain their pathway of recovery.
It's got to be, I know, again, coming from my background, I know it's helped people and like my dad and people like that in life, but I imagine that on a one-on-one basis, it goes a long way to be able to have some experience. And you know, it's a little like with coaching. We always listen to coaches that have been through the ringer like we have and stuff. It's very similar to that. People that know, they're not just talking to you or they didn't just read it in a book. They understand what struggle can be, what strife can truly be.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's one of the biggest strengths of recovery coaching, really, is, well, for one, we're people that have been there. We've been through it. We know what they're going through, and we can definitely relate to them. And two, we're not telling them this is how it is, this is what you're supposed to do. We're helping them find their pathway, and that's what's really important, is empowering people who have not felt empowered.
I think that that's such a key sentence there, too, finding your path, finding your way. That kind of thing goes so far with this, because there's... You know, especially growing up, not just my family or anything, but a lot of the people I saw in the city and such, it wasn't as if they started out their day, I want to be an addict, or I want to lose, I don't want to have control over my mind and my body and stuff. What can I do to do? No, most people are, it's an escape. Or it's this, or it's that. It's never necessarily that kind of thing, where they just want that break or what have you, whatever you want to put it. So finding out what that cause is, and then finding them how your path doesn't end there. It isn't, that doesn't define who you are, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That's got to go a long way, too. So, Megan, I come in there, and I let you guys know that I have a Simpsons addiction. I'm addicted to The Simpsons. I cannot stop watching it. Every day I seem to watch it. I'm trying to find light moments here and everything. Everybody. But I do come to you and stuff. You're going to be able to help me kind of get a plan to be able to get through this and show that there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes, definitely. So our main goals are to meet people, so meet you where you're at in that moment. Then link you to resources for your Simpsons addiction, then educate you, offer additional resources, and then maintain that contact. I think a lot of times when we look at other things in the way that they're done, or people that are engaged in like treatment for 30 days and then they leave there, where's that follow-up? Where's that follow-through? So that's a huge piece of this is to make sure that we're maintaining that contact and following them, walking alongside of them through the whole journey.
Letting them, because so many of these addictions, they thrive on our loneliness. They thrive on our shame and that sort of thing, and us being our own worst enemy and beating ourselves up. And a lot of that stuff comes down to the same kind of thing, being alone or some isolating yourself and that sort of thing. Knowing that somebody has your back, that goes so far. And knowing that there's somebody there that also understands that path, that journey, that can go even farther than that. But along with that support, you guys, certainly you can do a lot of good, and you do a lot of good in the community and everything, but it also helps for you guys to have support, for you guys to know that you're not in this alone. And we're bringing on our friends at the Wood County Sheriff's Department. I believe this is Becker? I'm not sure. No. Sheriff Becker is joining us right now, along with our Lieutenant Pearson, good friends of ours, of course. We always enjoy talking to you guys. First off, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I appreciate that introduction. If it wasn't for this important topic, I'd probably hang up. But thanks, James. I appreciate it.
I always appreciate you joining us, sir, especially because with this topic, it's one of those ones where I know that maybe not, I don't know, in the past it was always done, but I know that nowadays I wasn't surprised to see your guys' name come on this list when we were going to talk to Three Bridges Recovery, because you also understand, as we've talked about on air, off air quite a bit, that in order to get that revolving door to stop over at the jails or anywhere really, it involves asking questions and it involves supporting groups like Three Bridges Recovery and the work that they're doing, showing them support as much as then them showing their clients support.
Yeah, no, we talk about it quite a bit on air and off air, and you know how passionate the Sheriff's Department is, especially within our Corrections Division, on the inmate programming. You know, we made that investment, a couple of years ago that we had to look for some, ideas and ways we can do things different and how we dealt with people that were in custody. You know how we feel about it, when people are in custody for mistakes they made in our community. We all have to realize that they're going to return to the community after they do the time that they were sentenced to. And we look at that as an opportunity to help them. And that's where Three Bridges comes in perfectly. We started the Smart Recovery Program with Three Bridges. Megan and her staff have done an outstanding job, with working with our inmates. The unfortunate thing, COVID came along, and that made it a little bit more challenging, but we're still doing it. But here's the biggest thing that I can tell you, right now, even with, the individuals that have gone through the Smart Recovery Program, five of them have been released to the community, and they're doing well. In fact, if you look at, the goal of Three Bridges, their recovery program, they're promoting and encouraging a healthy recovery for people who are suffering from addiction, and so they can be an asset to the community. And here's one thing I'll tell you right now that I just found out. Somebody that one of those five people that did graduate from the program while they were in custody and have been released out in the community, they're doing awesome. You know, in fact, now they're giving back to the community. They're looking to help out our Oxer House. Where, you know, at both of our Oxer Houses, we have people in there that are still, you know, in the recovery phase, you know, of their addiction, and they're willing to give back. Now, isn't that a huge success story that we all can say that this is so important to invest in, it, you know, as community members? Here you have somebody that, you know, they're working themselves through drug court, and now they want to give back to help other people. And that's somebody that went through, you know, the Smart Recovery Program while they're in custody. And those are things that we need to continue to talk about. And like we had said, you know, I'm not really big into numbers, but if you look at how we're trying to reduce our inmate population safely and the right way, this is huge. There's that ripple effect that I've talked about, you know, time and time again, where somebody is, you know, out of custody. You know, they're working hard to maintain their sobriety. They're working with Three Bridges. Three Bridges has laid that foundation. Now they're continuing on, and now they're helping other people. Is that not like one of the best stories to talk about? You know, for all of us, you know, and that really revolves around Megan and her staff laying that foundation while somebody's here, and that individual saying to themselves, okay, you know, while I'm in custody, I'm going to work on this, and we have that available, and that's what's so huge a part, you know, part of that inmate programming that we have Three Bridges helping us, you know, moving forward these goals. I mean, that ripple effect is just, it's huge. You just look at the, you know, you can look at the tax dollars that's saving us. You know, you got somebody that's not in custody. They're out now providing for themselves and others, and willing to help others, willing to volunteer their time to help other people in the community that are suffering. That's huge.
I don't know if this is the right word that I want to use for this, but for lack of a better one, it also brings some notoriety, some legitimacy to some of these topics when we're talking about them. Because for too long, when we talk about these kind of things, they fall on deaf ears oftentimes. Or as soon as you say a certain keyword, people check out and that sort of thing. Having you guys at the Sheriff's Department, having somebody like yourself backing these things and showing that, I have to imagine brings a bit more, you know, of that support system that we're looking for here for this. And you bring up something that's so key to this, and I feel like it's something that is right there. It's right under your nose, but it doesn't necessarily get seen by everybody, and that's the domino effect of this. If you need any other reason, everybody right now is worried about our economy. Well, what we're looking at doing here is not only reducing the population in those jails, which obviously is going to help your tax dollars, et cetera, but we are putting people into the workforce that are hungry. They want to work. They are looking for something to do. They're looking for a way to contribute, to do something better. Very few people in this world want to be a stain on society or whatever phrase you want to use. Most of us are looking for that opportunity, and especially those of us that are trying to bounce back. If there is one thing that this country loves outside of apple pie, baseball, all those standard things, we love a comeback story. That is something we love. Look at Robert Downey Jr., people. Look at what Robert Downey Jr. has done with his life. It wasn't that long ago he was in a drug haze and woke up in a house that wasn't even his. He's Iron Man now. He's Sherlock Holmes now. I mean, it doesn't even have to be at that level, but I mean, it's just an example of what we love around here. It's something we want to do. But it also reminds me, too, of why it's so important that we have these support systems, because he didn't get there on his own. He got there because of his wife. He got there because of et cetera, et cetera. It's important to have people like yourself, Sheriff Becker, and our Lieutenant Pearson, all of these people backing our people at Three Bridges so that they can back these clients.
Yeah, exactly. You know, very, very well stated. You know, this is a program that we're 100% behind. I'm going to donate, you know, $100 of my personal money to help this cause. It's something the community should really take a strong look at and support, because, you know, we really just started getting this going, you know, and we're seeing the impacts already. And that's, you know, I'm very proud to have the partnership that the Sheriff's Department has with Three Bridges Recovery. The impact is it's happening. You know, and even with, you know, COVID, you know, I know that created a lot of challenges for everybody. Obviously, it did in our jail, but we still find ways to work things through. The folks at Three Bridges call in to speak with inmates. The inmates can call them. if they're having a concern or an issue with addiction, the availability is there. I'm hoping that as we get through this pandemic, you know, we'll be able to bring them in back into our jail to, you know, do the one-on-one and even the group setting counseling sessions. But we're still, you know, we're working around that. And this is just, people need to know how important this program is to the community. It's a huge partnership that the Sheriff's Department has with them, and that's something that we bottom line, we need to continue it. Because, you know, just looking at it, we're just scratching the surface. Mm-hmm. We really were. And you look at the positive, you know, impacts just with our jail and those implications that how that impacts our community in a positive way when we're helping people out and we're working on that recidivism rate together, this is a huge, huge key component.
There's not a lot of subjects we get to say this in life, but there is no downside to this. This is a win-win for all of us, for our complete society, really. I'd like to. We got to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I would like to touch on the Smart Recovery Program and let people know exactly what that is. We'll have plenty more to get into when we come back with more Morning Magazine right here on AM 1320 WFHR.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than just serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable. Serving part-time lets you attend school full-time while you take advantage of education benefits that can help you graduate debt-free. If a civilian career is your goal, serving part-time allows you to work at a full-time job. The skills, qualities, and contacts you'll develop in the Guard can open doors to a great civilian career. Want to serve but worried about being away from friends and family? Part-time service in the Army National Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want while you enjoy the many benefits of serving your community and nation. You owe it to yourself to learn more about how the Army National Guard can fit into your life. Visit NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Here's your forecast from the WeatherEye Weather Center.
For today, a wind chill advisory in effect early on. We'll see gradually decreasing cloud cover with high temperatures approaching 10 degrees. Then for tonight, partly cloudy skies, actual lows in the teens below zero, but wind chills as low as 25 below. Into your Thursday, partial sunshine to start. Chance for some late-day snow showers with highs into the single digits. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
Looking at the temperatures in your neighborhood, 1 degree in Stevens Point, 2 below in Marshfield and Wausau, 1 in Wisconsin Rapids. I want to apologize to everybody for delivering those temperatures. I am sorry. I'm just delivering the news. I have to do this. We are wrapping up Morning Magazine with our friends from Encourage and Three Bridges Recovery. We have Sheriff Sean Becker joining us as well. Thank you all of you for joining us. I don't know who would like to kind of take this one necessarily, but I would like to let the audience know a little bit more about the Smart Recovery Program that Sheriff Becker mentioned. I don't want to put anybody on the spot with this one, but Jesse, do you want to? You're starting to become my go-to guy here, so Jesse, do you want to take this?
Absolutely, I can hop in on that. So the Smart Recovery, I forget the name that we put on it. The Wellness and Recovery Program is what we're really calling it. So we facilitate Smart Recovery Inside Out, which is like cognitive behavioral therapy kind of stuff. Teaching people that they have a choice and really helping people to understand their thoughts, feelings, actions, choices, things along that line. We also, I'm a yoga instructor as well, so I teach yoga in the jail, treatment centers, really any place that anyone will let me for recovery.
Sure, yeah, right on.
And we're working on, we actually got a bunch of other materials, so we're going to be adding a lot more to that program as well, because I think that that's the biggest thing when someone's incarcerated, that time can be so stagnant.
Yeah.
If you're not in the right mindset, you're just sitting there waiting to get out or whatever it is, but you have a lot of time there. And, you know, I'm a person who is in long-term recovery. I did 2 years in prison, and I spent that time really trying to invent myself, studying, researching different practices, and trying to improve myself. So I want to give that stuff back to the incarcerated community. And so that's really why.
And that's got to be one of the parts of this path for you that has not only got to be one of the more rewarding, but something that's important to you too. And it's not, it's a common theme that I know in people in a position like yourself. And, and first off, to you, to anybody out there, on that battle, on that path, I mean, kudos to you, man. Tip of the hat. That's, it ain't easy. It's an everyday thing, I get. But it's also something that, you know, I say that and everything, but I also know that part of that, that getting through the day kind of thing is teaching yoga at those things or having those things. And so that's why when we mention why those are important when you're incarcerated and when you're building your plan and your blueprint to come over, to get over this and get out the other side, having those kind of things is so important. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That was something you mentioned. You were looking for the word, and I think the best word for it is advocacy. Right?
Yeah.
Somebody to be on somebody's side.
So
we're people who come from it. We understand it. And I think it's difficult sometimes to get people to care about that because, well, okay, you're a criminal or you're an addict, you know, and those are stigmatized phrases that are difficult to get around. But that criminal, that addict is somebody's brother or sister. That person has kids in a family. And when we improve that person's life, we're improving the community as a whole.
It's such a key thing to bring up, the connection there with that person is not just a person alone on an island that has never been related to anybody or been to a family get-together or anything like that. It's a person that somebody cares about. They're everybody out there is somebody that cares about them. And these are people that oftentimes have forgotten that, that have lost sight of that kind of thing. It's not that it doesn't exist. It's that it's been blinded to them, whether it's by the addiction or trauma or a lot of things. And this leads back to something that Sheriff Becker and I have talked about quite a bit. And Megan, maybe you can speak to this too, where it isn't just a one source kind of thing. Like, oh, we fix this and everything else is better. Mm-hmm. Most of the time what leads people to addiction or those sorts of things is some certain trauma or something that happened to them in their life. And I don't know necessarily how much you guys dive into a lot of that kind of thing, but I imagine that's something that does come up or people are at least allowed to come bring up and touch on.
Sure. So a huge reason for having our coaches trained in peer support. So the recovery coach training covers the substance use disorders, and then peer support covers the co-occurring piece. So mental health, it covers the traumas. Just on Tuesday, we talked about co-occurring disorders on our TBR Tuesday talk. And really, trauma is a huge piece. Sometimes people don't even know that it was something traumatic that happened to them. They can't identify what that trauma was, but making sure that we're connecting them to resources that are dual diagnosis, places that are able to dive into that with them. And then, of course, we dive into that too.
Yeah. I appreciate so much you breaking that down for us and everything. I guarantee that there's a lot of people out there that were in that position that didn't even realize or think that they are maybe in a situation like this. And all of a sudden, some of these keywords are popping up and everything. I'm like, well, yeah, I can relate to some of that, or I can feel some of that. Mm-hmm. We talk about this a lot in society right now, where we're asking, it's not always important to be able to put yourself in somebody else's shoes so that you feel exactly what they feel. Sometimes it's about knowing that, you know what, I don't know what it's like to be going through what you're going through, but I empathize with it still.
Yes.
I don't know what it's like to be a woman, but I can empathize with the fact that it can be difficult to be a woman in certain situations and things like that. That's really a big first step. Once you make that first step and you're able to do that in your heart and your brain, you are able to kind of see a bigger picture of the world. And I feel like you get to take in the world a lot more. It's a wonderful tapestry with a lot of wonderful people in it. And to close yourself off of those things, you're just shutting your own self down. You're just you're not giving yourself the whole worldly experience and everything. Mm-hmm. Part of the reason that we do have you guys in, though, certainly to spread this awareness, talk about what you guys do there. But, Kim, you know, it's also important to make sure that we can help them keep doing what they're doing.
Absolutely.
And funding comes into key there and that sort of thing. And that's why, you know, I tip my hat to Sheriff Becker and going on the air and saying that about the 100. And I almost wanted to put him in a spot there and saying 1,000. Just to mess with him a little bit. But I got to see him again soon, so I'm not going to push it too far.
Thank you.
Yes, but that is stuff. It's very important. We want them to be able to keep doing what they're doing and find out other ways too. Because like Sheriff Becker said, we're just scratching the surface here. Mm-hmm. As we go along, we're going to find other things that are beneficial. And, oh, this is going to work really well.
Right.
We want them to have the resources to be able to do this.
Yeah, absolutely. operating support for any nonprofit is important. And when you're talking about an organization that's vital, like Three Bridges Recovery, and really part of making positive changes in our entire community, the ripple effect, all the people that are impacted by the services that they provide, you know, that's really boots on the ground work. And when we look in the philanthropy world, it's grassroots. And from a grassroots perspective, with our limited, unrestricted resources, you know, we were like, what can we do? So we are really, really pleased to offer a dollar-for-dollar matching opportunity to Three Bridges Recovery. It starts today, running through the end of this month, up to $2,500. So if you are able, if you can support what Three Bridges does and sees the value of this organization and these incredible people in our community, we urge you to support the organization and take us up on this matching opportunity.
Yeah, hear, hear. And you can find out more by going to the website, threebridgesrecoverywi.com. Jesse, is there other ways people can find out more information about the good work you guys are doing over there?
Yeah, I mean, aside from our website, they can look us up on Facebook, Three Bridges Recovery Wisconsin. We are in the lower level of the United Methodist Church here in Rapid.